Melanoma is the most deadliest form of skin cancer. Doctors are dealing with something that is so unpredictable. It sprigs off. I had a little red spot on the back of my leg. The cancer doesn't just stay in that little red spot in the primary source. The dangerous thing is, yes, it sprigs off into your lymphatic system, spreads all around your body, carrying all these fluids, and then can spread to your vital organs.
Were they able to give any explanation as to why you got it or what had caused it?
I'm totally convinced that it is because, I used to spend so much time in the sun and going on sunbeds for probably around 10 years when I was younger. I started using sunbeds when I was about 16, loved the feeling that it gave me. There was a point where I was going on sunbeds every day, which now I look back and just think, oh, it's just complete insanity. That's getting the diagnosis just over a year ago. It's unbelievably life-changing and how it affects you. So my life has been completely turned upside down. It's not just having the cancer that attacks a certain part of your body. It actually affects your whole life and your loved ones. I used to be a confident person. I lost all my confidence. I couldn't spend a moment alone in the house on my own because of all the bad thoughts going through my head. The anxiety is just crippling. You're in a state of panic, waking up every day with this dread inside you. And practical things like I couldn't walk properly, I couldn't drive. When I had my major surgery, I had to carry a drain around in a bag that was attached to my leg for 3 weeks and inject myself every day for a month. And I think the hardest thing is you've got to try and stay strong for your family, but in your head, you're like, am I going to be here for my birthday? Am I going to see Christmas? I didn't buy myself any new clothes or any new shoes for months. I just think, it's so hard when you're not able to tell your family that you're going to be okay. I just used to think, how will my fiance and how will my mum cope without me? That it takes so much to try and start turning your life around after cancer. It's a really, really hard thing to do. I'm just so thankful that I'm in this position now to be able to raise awareness. And you can hear more of my story with Perry Spiller this morning from 10 o'clock on BBC Radio Stoke.